Hello!
Welcome to another episode of On the Rocks with Ash and Kiki. I'm Ashley.
Yeah. I'm Kiki.
As y'all can tell, we're Ash and Kiki.
Duh.
Duh, bitch. But what's going on?
It's Sunday. I'm sleepy.
Ciao.
I'm sipping a cold brew from Cinnabon.
Oh.
Because when you texted me, I was face down in my bed. But I give God the glory.
Because we owe him the praise.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. It's weird because, like, I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, wow, it must be really early because it's, like, it's still kind of not dark outside, but it still didn't seem like the sun had officially right. come out yet. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll go back to sleep. Then I woke up again, and it was, like, the sun. And I was like, what is happening? So I'm thinking it just must be, like, 7:30, 7:45. So I was like, I'll go ahead and get up. Jamar, of course, has already been up at this point. And he tells me, oh, girl, it's 10 o'clock. And I'm like, what?
That was me yesterday, and that is why I could not get the fuck out of bed, because the sun never came out.
Yeah, and even when the sun comes out here, our apartment is facing the wilderness, so no sun ever comes through there. Like, if you are a person who lives, like, or who works a job where you have to sleep during the day, you need to get an apartment that faces, like, the wilderness or the woods or somewhere where there are a lot of trees, because you will never know what time it is.
And you need to get those good light blocking curtains like I have.
The crazy thing is, we were going to get those and we don't even need them. It's weird. Like, and I also think it's because the headboard of our bed is like a charcoal gray. And so I think it blocks. Either way, you don't never get no light in this room of ours, which for me, being the vampire that I am, it makes me very happy.
I'm a sunlight person. I need sunlight to thrive. I want it and I need it.
I'm a vampire. The sunlight is terrible for my cold, pale skin.
It is.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I want to shout out my little cousin Brianna turns 15 today, so shout out to her.
Oh yeah, Kiki's famous now, y'all.
How am I famous?
Kiki met the Nikki Giovanni.
I didn't meet her because I had to go to my cousin's birthday party, so I didn't get in line. Okay. But I did hear her speak at Charleston's Black Ink Festival yesterday. It was a Black author festival thrown by an association called the Friends of the Charleston Library. So it's thrown by Charleston County Library in this volunteer group. And I got to hear Nikki Giovanni, poet, author, civil rights activist, speak. And she was funny as fuck, y'all. Like, she made me chuckle a great 90 times. And she had the white people, you know, shooketh by some of her comments. Yeah.
That's what she does best, honey.
She is very spicy, and I loved it. And she dropped some truth bombs that I needed to hear in my life. And, you know, just shout out to Nikki Giovanni, man.
Yeah, she is salsa picante, honey.
She was telling us how, Toni Morrison was a vodka drinker. And Miss Maya Angelou loved bourbon.
Oh, my God.
And she got caught up speaking in current tense about Toni Morrison, and she was like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I keep saying she is, and I keep forgetting that she's not here with us anymore. But she would be like, Toni Morrison would be like, girl, she'd be like, oh, you're drinking this early? And she'd be like, girl, it's just cold potato soup. I'm just drinking some soup. Mind your business. So, it's very rare in today's world to be in the presence of a living legend.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed myself. So shout out to her. Yesterday, and I also met a poet who has a book out. His name is Anthony Green. He has a work of art out called Sink or Walk on Water. And I'm just going to read a cute little quote from him, okay?
Ooh la la, snap it up, y'all.
It is a two-sided piece made up of poems and personal journal entries, one half written with a broken mentality and a troubled heart, the other with a concerned brain and spirit of growth. The story of realizing that just staying afloat or keeping your head above water is essentially the same as sinking. So his name on Instagram, if you guys want to look him up, is boypoetic_. And look him up and take a gander at his works of art. I think it's very unique to have a male poet out there who readily admits that he had a journal. We don't get to see a lot of that.
Snap it up, snap it up.
A lot of snaps, girl, a lot of snaps. So that's all my shout outs. I did think that when I read that, I was like, oh, good times.
I want to be very clear. There are two theme songs that I am liable to break out and sing at any moment. The first one is the theme song from Good Time, and the second one is the theme song from Touched by an Angel.
There you go.
Anyone who knows me knows we could be doing something random, and I will start singing them songs. And you just going to have to join in.
Mine is The Nanny, because The Nanny theme song slaps.
That friend, fine. A bad bitch. Okay. You could have had a bad bitch. you have any more shout-outs?
That is it.
Okay, so my shout out goes to a homegirl of mine, Miss Toya Hunter. Toya has started an eyelash line. So if you need your 3D, your 4D, all types of D, when you go and get the D mink lashes, please follow my girl Toya. Her Instagram page is _IdellasEyes. That is _IdellasEyes. And yeah, so get your lashes.
Ew.
So are we ready for the mess?
We are always ready. Are you sipping on anything today?
No, not today.
Not yet?
Not yet. I'll probably go have a cocktail later.
Sounds like a plan.
Are you sipping on anything?
Just my cold brew from Cinnabon.
Oh, yeah, your cold brew. Does it have cinnamon or anything in it?
It's cinnamon flavored and it has caramel in it.
Okay. I was about to say, is it Fallelujah?
Girl, not yet. Not yet.
Anyone who watches Trey Kennedy's videos, oh my God, I love him so much. Trey Kennedy and John Christ or Chris, they are the two funniest white people I know.
Oh, he's Vine. That's like predates.
Jesus Christ, they are Vine era. Jesus. Yeah. Jesus. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, what do we want? Oh yeah, so we don't talk about politics a lot on this show, do we? I don't feel like
No, we don't.
Yeah, so we don't really branch into
this
politics.
This is a safe space, I like to say.
Yeah, but just Bernie Sanders had a heart attack. That's scary, but also wow, like an old person had a heart attack. Damn.
Does he have health care? That's why we don't talk about politics. Oh, I also want to send a shout out to Kamala's people, who texted me at 8 a.m. asking me if I would join them at a Democratic Jamboree festival. And when I responded, they said I would get a free ticket, and I never got a response back. So you know what?
Oh gosh.
Thanks for that. Thank you. Thanks.
I feel like I'm the only person who has not been canvassed yet. Like,
I've been canvassed as fuck because everybody's people sends me text messages and I never respond. And the one time I responded, I got no response back.
No one has sent me anything. Like, that's, well, you know what? That's the
same thing. You think it's because you moved?
No, I don't think it's that. Matter of fact, because apparently people are in Atlanta all the time. So I don't know what it is. And the thing about it is, for example, I know Beto's, his state director for South Carolina. I know her. She went to USC. And like, I've never been digitally canvassed by Beto. No one has canvassed me for Elizabeth Warren or Kamala or Bernie or whoever, the 800 other people that are running. But I think it's just like jury duty. Like, I've never had jury duty. Like,
oof.
It just doesn't happen.
I wish, girl. I wish.
Oh well. Anywho's, but yeah. Bernie, take the hint. Go ahead and call it a day. Your health is the most important thing. And besides, like you said, you got health care, so it's not like you cannot afford to take care of yourself.
I mean, maybe he can slide in for a VP, you know, run if it gets that way.
I was going to say something mean, but then we probably would actually get people emailing us, and I don't have time.
I don't give a fuck, send your emails. Santa.
I was gonna say perhaps maybe we do need Bernie to recover, because the Bernie bros had a hand in tanking the last election, even though people like to say, oh my god, black people don't vote. I feel like we've already told y'all it doesn't matter how much black people vote. If the white people don't care about what we're voting for, we're screwed. Leave us alone. Speaking of
black people not voting, I hope you get everything situated with your state of Georgia, because I know how they go.
Yeah, girl.
Canvassing and voter suppression, which is everywhere, but really the last election.
Yeah, Jamar and I have been like talking about that, because we both unfortunately had to get new driver's license, because I was fully prepared to go vote in South Carolina. Like, I was fully prepared to still go and drive and do it. However, right. We had to get our licenses changed over to Fulton County. So we automatically got it set up for us to be changed to register to vote here. So if they try some bull swanky, I'm prepared to fight.
Mm.
Shout out to Stacey Abrams, by the way. Just a random shout. She's the perhaps one of the most intriguing people to me in this year. Like, she's on my list of top 10 most intriguing and like, what's the word? Not motivating, but just like, I am just so enamored by her. I don't
aspirational.
Know how yeah, that too. Yeah, you are better with words than I am. But it's just, I am just
barely.
I am dazzled by this woman. Like, every time I think I can't find something else to be like, I stand, I hear her speak, and she says something else, and I'm just like, holy shit! Like, what is happening here? So. Shout out to Stacey Abrams and the work she is doing to eliminate voter suppression. She's taking on a very serious task that I don't think I would have the ovaries to take on. So shout outs to her. But yeah, Bernie, I would say sit down, but then the Bernie bros might throw a fit. So I don't know what to tell Bernie except get better, I guess. I don't know what else for you, bro. So,
take some Robitussin.
Take some Tussin.
Rub some Tussin on your chest.
Get some Vicks on vapor. Matter of fact, go get you some sassafras tea.
Go get a flannel nightgown right now and wrap that Vicks on your chest and put it under your nose too.
So, in the latest with Future's Future's coven baby mothers, Joy Chavis wants y'all to know that she is a supreme. Okay, she wants y'all to know that she is the best baby mother of the ten baby mothers he has. It's got to be 10 of them. No, it's 10 kids, but it's only, I think, 5 baby mothers.
I thought we were at 8. I don't know.
I don't know. Like I said, I know
maybe 8 or 6.
Yeah, it's probably 6. But there are 10 children, and I know there are 2 of them who are like repeat offenders. Like that.
I just want to say that, Joy, you're not the supreme because you didn't move on to a better situation like Sierra did. So that conversation is completely irrelevant. Yeah, he's buying you diamond watches now and diapers, but he won't be like 2 weeks from now.
Joy wanted y'all to know that her birthday celebration in Turks and Caicos was funded by Future. Like, I have never seen a person go out of their way to, like, put people... Like, you know when you out taking, like, selfies and stuff, and you, like, you... It's almost like she goes out of her way, like, he's in this photo, he's in this photo. Just so we're clear, like, I'm his favorite baby mama. Meanwhile, his last two alleged child's mothers are literally not fighting for each other, but like they're basically helping the other take care of the other's child. It's the strangest thing. Like the whole baby mama concept in general, well, like the idea that you could, that like men especially could do all this work. And I always find it strange how men talk about how they don't understand how women should be in control of their bodies. And, you know, they don't understand bodily autonomy. But if you tell a nigga to wrap it up, he'll look at you like you tried to slice him. I don't get it. I don't get
it. I never thought I would say this, but this is no longer 100% Future's fault anymore.
Oh, God, no. That was someone else's fault after that fourth year. Matter of fact, I feel like after Sierra, even though Sierra should have known better, but she dated Bow Wow. Like,
she fucked 50 Cent. She, you know.
Yeah, like, judgment is, hindsight is 2020. I'm pretty sure in, like, another life, had she been able to redo that decision, I think she probably would have been like, I don't think I'm a.
Also, we don't know what Future was telling her at that point. This could be another Diddy Cassie situation where he was giving her a certain view of how their life would be,
mm-hmm.
and she fell for the okie doke or that's the okie dick.
Oh God! So, also, once again, Future is
you latest two baby mothers.
Oh yeah!
You have no one to blame but yourself.
Yulani, don't hate me for saying this. Y'all gonna learn to stop fucking with these island niggas. I done told y'all. It will fuck up your pussy. It will fuck up your credit faster than you can say bumba clock. Okay? Speaking of Cassie, Cassie's married.
Mrs. Fine.
She's fine. Her husband's fine. Everybody's fine. Good for them.
Good for Cassie. Good for you, Cassie.
Yeah, now I'm ready to see this child who I think, I'm pretty sure is going to be an absolute doll face. I think she'll be a real cutie patootie pie.
How can she not?
Is Chanel Iman pregnant again?
Isn't who?
Chanel Iman?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, that's another person's baby I'm looking forward to because her daughter was Spencer. Oh my gosh, she's such a cutie.
Beautiful people having beautiful babies. I co-sign.
I know. Like, I need more of it. I mean, I can't do nothing with them, but I like to look at cute babies. It's one of my favorite pastimes. Like, because obviously, I don't have any children, so, like, why not look at your cute but possibly terrorist child? Like, why not?
Why not?
So, Summer Walker just released her debut album is called Over It. She released it on Friday. Have you had a listen?
I listened to two tracks. I can't remember the first track I listened to, but the other one was with the gentleman y'all don't call Six Lack. And I liked what I heard. The one thing I can say about her, she's actually talented. She will give you vocals.
Mm-hmm.
The beats are actually there. The songs, you know, they flow.
Right.
I have not listened to her in The Crying Cat, Janae. But I plan on streaming the rest of the album later on this week.
So, like, it's weird because I saw this on Twitter today. It's like, apparently someone was saying how they can't get behind these new age computer R&B girls and, you know, Whitney would be rolling in her grave and blah, blah, blah. And I just find it so strange that, like, why can't we just appreciate the past for what it was? It's the past. It's timeless, but also that time has come and it has now gone. Why are we so, or not we, but, like, I don't understand why people are so hell-bent on holding these new age girls to these impossibly high standards. Like, if it's a bop, it's a bop. Like, I'm not finna do all this with you. I mean, granted, I listened to the album and I will not lie, Summer Walker is a good debut. You keep singing like that, you can take as many cat baths as you want, sis. I just don't understand why you would put on social media that you take baths that way. But you know what? Or that's how you remove your makeup. Have you
the
seen
the new girls
video?
Don't wash. Yeah, I saw the video and I just ignored it.
I was like, oh.
As far as the criticisms go, R&B is a dying genre. So the fact that we have like her and Ari Lennox, Jasmine Sullivan, I think is trying to come back. Fantasia's still putting out albums.
Right.
I think it's amazing that because what R&B male artists do we really have that are consistently putting out work? So, I mean, and Jenny, even though I make fun of her, she puts out work that are bops. So I'm just glad that R&B is still a thriving genre that still gets promoted and that people still listen to, that we've subscribed to the sad girl autumn trope. So I'm just happy that the music is out there. I'm not about to compare her to Whitney or any of these other people. I think y'all just miss Whitney. I mean, here's the thing. Y'all can still go and stream her album wherever.
Exactly. Like
go listen to it and appreciate it for what it was. But y'all, Whitney is gone. She ain't coming back. There's a way to honor the past and still respect the present.
Right. Like, as you said, we have her. We've got Snow Allegra, who I really do like. There's a whole
LMA.
LMAO is as KT up LMAO. But yeah, like, nah. I just think that right now we need to, like, just enjoy stuff. Like, I don't think everything has to be super deep. I do find it hilarious that, like, I think someone said this genre is for women who, like, say on social media that they hate men, but they're saying it as they're, like, lying next to, like, their boyfriend or whatever. Whatever it is, it's good. It's good. Like, it's a bop. If I can tap my own feet to it or, you know, bop my head to it or whatever, that is fine. Like, I don't know what it is. I think I'm at a place where, like, if I don't like something, I'm kind of just like, meh, okay.
And you don't have to shit all over it. You're just like, wow, that's not for me.
Yeah. And it's not just like in like consumer stuff. It's almost like certain conversations. Like, I feel like if certain conversations are being presented a certain way as if almost to bait me into a reaction I would have had.
So you don't fall into the bait.
I'm literally just like, ooh, y'all can have that. And it's like the little gift for the girl who's eating the cheese. And I think she's just like, like she's pointing like, yeah, whatever. But yeah, I feel like everything has to be a drag. Like, we live, people talk about cancel culture, but we need to talk about drag culture. Like, everybody's just looking to drag people and everyone's looking for their next like viral snarky comment.
Meanwhile, y'all waiting on this Sunday Scam Day album that is never coming out.
Y'all want to hear
that though.
So you're
the
never
gospel
gonna
tracks
get it.
From
never,
the artists,
never gonna get it.
Formerly known
never,
as
never
Bean.
Gonna, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
I want y'all to realize that Kanye West is broke, and that's why his shit does not come out. But y'all don't listen to me.
Natalie says, the Gospel Glee Club.
Girl.
Ooh, hell. I just realized it's been a week and that shit still isn't out. And I find it crazy that they're trying to blame it on Nicki Minaj. But I'm kind of just like, I don't think you can blame it on her.
It could. Never mind. I have no comment on Kanye.
My thing is, if she's just on one song, if that was all that was holding you up, why not just release the song without her?
We could ask, like, Teyana Taylor the same thing, but, you know, that went.
And on that note,
yes.
On to our next topic. Adele is officially saying hello from the other side and is rumored to be dating UK grime rapper Skepta.
Here for it!
I was like, okay, sis, do yours. Apparently they're from the same township.
Tottenham.
Or, what is it called in the UK? It's not a parish. Yeah, it's the same town. They're from the same place. Like you said, Tottingham. Yeah, they're from the same place.
They're from the same hood, basically, yeah, okay?
You know, I wanted to say that, and I was like, can I say hood?
Yes, you can.
I was like, I don't want to be offensive. But yeah, like, they're from the same hood. They rep the same set. Like, you know, apparently, and I always tell people, just because we don't think something is big here in America, we're a little bit of a spoiled brat culture. Like, we automatically assume if you ain't popping here, you must not be popping anywhere. But Spencer is a big deal in the UK. Grime music is a big deal in the UK. So it's just like, go ahead, Adele. Do it, sis.
I just see a beautiful musical collaboration between the two. And she's doing something with Beyonce, too.
Oh, my God.
So I'm here for the new Adele music. God. I'm ready. My body's ready.
I am ready, Freddy.
Good for you, Adele. Good for you.
Yes, ma'am. Speaking of makeups to breakups, to new couples. Oh, no, speaking of the UK, Prince Harry wants y'all to keep his wife's name out y'all mouth.
Put some respect on the Duchess's name, please.
Literally the most big dick energy I have seen thus far in 2019. So, the Duke of Sussex, Prince Harry, is suing the Mail. I believe that's the news outlet that he's suing. For their just slanderous and libelous.
Targeted harassment.
Yeah, targeted harassment of Princess Meghan, the Duchess. And I think I'll say about goddamn time. I think Harry said, because I want to say Harry was what, 12 when Diana got killed?
Either 11 or 12, very, very young.
Like, he was young, but he was of an age to where he knew that shit was going on. And I can imagine he probably still has almost flashbacks of how the media treated Princess Diana. We won't talk about conspiracies today, but like, I think he said, you know what? What we not gonna do is a part two of that bullshit.
Literally said history is not about to repeat itself.
He said, fuck what you heard. So I think it's very admirable that he has chosen to protect and defend his wife this way. And I find it crazy how all of a sudden the news outlets in the UK are shaking in their boots and everything is, oh, Princess Meghan is such a great mom and blah, 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 and all these heart emojis. And it's like, wow, Prince Harry really got y'all shook. Like, and
I saw it as a troll thing. I didn't think it was like a tighten up thing. I think they're trolling him.
Ooh, that's a good perspective.
Because it was very apparent, and I was like, y'all are being, it wasn't like, oh, let's start writing nice headlines because we're getting sued. It was like, no, fuck you. So I didn't see it as, ooh, they shook, they scared. I saw it as they're obviously trolling, and they hate her. So.
I just hate that, like, literally, there's no other reason to, there's no other way to explain why they treat her the way they treat her, except like, is it because
she's not a white woman of nobility?
Like, it's bullshit, bro. Like, please let that woman and her newly entered or exited from the vaginal canal baby, let Princess Meghan and Prince Harry and little baby Archie live. Let them live.
Girl, they're savages over there.
They really are. Like, whew. And it's only gotten worse over time.
Savages. Barely even human.
Now we cut the drums off. Whoa. These white men are savages. Or, I'm sorry, these white men are dangerous.
These white men are dangerous.
10 points if you can tweet or IG comment us what movie that's from.
Whew, I love that movie. I ran that VHS out.
Same. I hate adulthood for ruining it for me.
I know. They can never remake that because it's so problematic.
Like, we know too much. We know too many things now. We know too much. Anywho's back here in the States. Right. Travis Scott and Kylie broke up.
Apparently, which we told y'all that months ago.
That is true. That we've
even my aunt knew that.
Like everyone knew. Everybody knows. But yeah, apparently Travis couldn't keep his dick in his pants. There's no surprise there. His rumored mistress apparently has been in the picture since Kylie was pregnant with little Stormster.
Which, now, is Kylie the mistress or was this girl the main? Like, what are the facts?
You know what? That's a good point. We never know these things. I will say, in this case, I do believe that Kylie was the main. At this point in time, Kylie was the main.
Okay.
This young lady is the mistress. He is also alleged to have cheated with a young woman, or he's alleged to have cheated with a young woman named Ruby Rose, and apparently he's been fucking her since she was 16. I really hope that's not true, because what? But you know, once again, allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly. Also, it was rumored that Kylie went to the studio where Tyga was recording at 2 a.m. Kylie came out of her privacy shell to let y'all know that she and Travis are working to co-parent in the most effective way possible. And that it just so happened to be a coincidence that the friends who she was dropping off at the studio at 2 a.m. were at the same studio where Tyga was.
So a couple things. Wasn't it like literally 2 months ago she posted where he had all them goddamn roses in the foyer for her birthday?
Yeah.
Those rose petals. If somebody has to do that, all of that shit to appreciate you or to showcase how much they appreciate you, something in the milk ain't clean, sis. Like, that's just me. Second of all, why can't you leave Tyga alone, Kylie? We're dealing with another person who was fucking somebody when they were 16.
Right.
Like, third of all, the fuck you mean friendship? Like, we're co-parenting to have a friendship. this may be another case of Travis was telling her some shit. Like, yeah, we gonna get married.
Yeah.
We gonna do this. Just pop this baby out, you know, the bodyguard's baby. And we gonna make this family work. And then this nigga just subscribed to another lifestyle. Women, stop letting these nigga fuck up your life plans.
Selling y'all dreams. That he wanted to have another baby, and then he wanted to get married.
Girl, they were secretly engaged and all this shit. We been knew Travis was fucking around. We been knew this.
Child, these niggas ain't even like, they don't even do it clean anymore. Like,
they don't give a fuck. They don't care.
They don't care. They do not care.
But I mean, as we always say, at least she got her baby.
So, like North Black Book says, I'm officially the only child whose parents are still together. And that's not saying much.
The ghetto.
Anywho's. In addition, speaking of Black people that the Kardashians collect, Malika Hawk is pregnant.
I'm sorry, that is not her name.
What's the twin name?
Their name, her name is the Malikas. The Malikas are pregnant.
Don't do my dog Khadijah like that. Khadijah literally just sits. Khadijah minds her business. I actually enjoy Khadijah. She's much more tolerable. Khadijah
has stepped up to say she will help her sister raise this baby, and they put out their announcement.
So fucking awkward. Like, first of all, her pregnancy announcement was sponsored by Clear Blue. Like, are you shitting me?
She's an embarrassment.
Like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? Like, ma'am, what? And then OT Genesis is not the father. Apparently, she is not talking about the father right now because she doesn't want this to be about him, which leads me to believe that nigga probably married.
He's either married or has a whole other family.
And no offense, we know that she doesn't know how to close her legs to married men.
We know.
We know don't lie. The receipt. Like, remember, sis, you had to pull the "she won't let me see my Jimmy." You were Laurel, okay? You could not go to your married lover's funeral. They gunned him down the streets of Brooklyn and you could not go. Because his wife said, "Bitch, stay where you at." But yeah, apparently Khadija go help her raise the baby. Me and my baby, we gonna be alright. We gonna have a good life. Oh, wait, is she allowed to listen to Beyonce?
Moving on. I wish the Malikas good luck, and I
I wish her the best of luck with that baby.
Her and Chloe can raise their babies together.
Yeah, false and old.
We know Tristan. You know he don't even live with them, but he. We know they're back together. We know at this point that they are back together, but you know that doesn't mean he's still a father.
He's literally a trash father and a trash basketball player, but I digress.
How embarrassing. I'm pregnant. Me and my sister are going to raise the baby.
Poor Celine. She doesn't deserve this. Anywho's, now for a little bit of waffle-colored drama.
Ooh!
So, Amanda Seals.
Oh, gosh.
I saw this. I remember when, like, the original incident happened, and I remember Jamar was, like, by me when I played the video on my phone. He was like, "What the fuck is she upset about?" Like, it was a general deep sigh. So, apparently what was that, 3 weeks ago?
2 to 3 weeks ago, the Emmys were.
Yeah, so the Emmys were, like, 2 to 3 weeks ago.
The lowest rated Emmys in a while. Don't know why the fuck it was on Fox, but you know, different discussion for a different time.
Robbed, but we won't talk about it. apparently there was a Black Hollywood Emmys after party, and according to the original video, Amanda said that it was a Black Hollywood party, but a white woman named Kiara told her that she could not come in. Kiara had security come and throw Amanda out. And that was all we heard of it, about it. Oh, excuse me. But then I want to say Thursday, Amanda dropped an episode of her podcast, Small Doses. And she basically was spilling all the stale tea about what happened. Apparently, the party is actually hosted by Issa Rae's publicist. I think the woman's named Vanessa something. And this is an event that Vanessa has put on for the past 3 years. Apparently, this is the second year in a row that Amanda has been purposely left off the guest list. Amanda has cited that she and Issa's publicist do not get along. Apparently, Issa's publicist is very short and curt with her, and Amanda doesn't go for that. So they have said that because they are not friends, they just don't speak to each other. So the gag is this year, Jesse Williams invited Amanda. Amanda gets to the front, and it's like season one of Real Housewives of Atlanta. My name's there, Amanda's isn't. And it just goes to shit from there. And apparently Issa was like, you know, this is my publicist's party, and you know, that's between her and y'all. So, you know, leave me out of it. But then the gag comes when co-stars of Insecure, which is the show that Amanda is on. What is his name? Sarunas
Jackson?
Yeah, Sarunas Jackson is like, basically in so many words, you're an insufferable cunt. No one wants to be around you because you're disrespectful. No one's going to defend you. The end. So yeah, that's where we are now. What are you thinking, Kiki?
I have known Amanda Seals was annoying ever since My Brother and Me. I hated her then. I hate her now. Fuck you and leave us alone. The end.
Oh, she lied.
Insufferable cunt needs to be put on her tombstone.
Oh, my God.
Get her the fuck out of here. I'm sick of her shit.
Oh, Jesus. I will say, I've heard rumors as to why Serena really doesn't like her. And if that's true, I hate to say it. Sir.
Did he fuck her?
No. So you know he's a deadbeat dad, right?
Yeah, we know.
So apparently he was called out on his deadbeat dadness by Amanda one night. And apparently, I want to say this happened at the Essence Fest last year. They got into it. Basically, she was like, you know, you have a whole child, XYZ, blah, blah, blah. He did not appreciate that. He told her to mind her fucking business. And yeah, they have not been cordial ever since. That's the original story.
She makes my ass itch.
I think I was talking to one of my friends. I was like, you know, there are some people who, like, you have to handle in doses because every now and then they say something and you're like, huh, that makes sense. But the other 95% of the time, it's like a constant eye roll. And I feel like I'm at that place with her where it's just like, girl, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, sis? What is this?
I have nothing for her.
But yeah, that's what happened. Amanda, girl, if you fuck up this season 4 of Insecure after we done had to wait an extra year,
next,
it's gonna be smoke in the city. I'm pretty sure they'll end up being her and replace her, but you know. I digress. So, yeah. Do you have anything else for our pop culture?
Apparently Megan deleted all her pictures of Moneybagg Yo.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I don't know. I'm not sure. Continue. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say I was happy about that.
Yeah, I had premature thoughts and they just came up. She deleted the pictures, but then, like, he told her congratulations on her BET Hip Hop Award. And she was like, thank you. Come back. I miss you. Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I don't know what's happening. I also don't think that her and Daniel Kaluuya, however you say his name, I don't think they're dating. I just think they happen to sit by each other at the BET Awards. Y'all do a lot on social media.
Daniel could have all of me. All of me.
I would risk it all.
All of me?
Okay, John Legend.
What a beautiful man. Go see Widows if you guys haven't seen Widows yet. Go watch it.
What a beautiful chocolate man.
A gorgeous chocolate man.
I can't wait to see Slim and Queen.
Are you going to watch it this time? I thought you weren't going to see it.
Wait. Isn't that the name of it?
Yeah. Queen so, and Slim.
Oh, Queen and Slim. Fuck, never mind. I just don't know why you said that now.
Yeah. Shout out to Tyler Perry. He had a party for the opening of his... Is this his newest studio in Atlanta?
Yeah, he opened up another studio.
Y'all, I know we make fun of Madea and the cornrow wigs and the light skin traumas. But Tyler Perry is really putting on for the city of Atlanta, and I just have to stop and give him kudos for that. Like, that is amazing, the amount of jobs he has created based on this studio.
Right, like, number one, the amount of people who are, like, there is never a weekend where Atlanta's just like, oh, we ain't got nothing going on this weekend, we're just gonna chill. Every fucking weekend, it never fails. But nah, he dedicated several sound stages. One is dedicated in memory of John Singleton. There's a sound stage dedicated to or named after Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. apparently Beyonce has one named for her. Like, the star power that this has been able to generate. And he also has a Hollywood Walk of Fame. Like, good for him. The man be moving. And as much as we want to clown, like Kiki said, we want to clown Madea and the terrible lace front wigs. He has broken the careers, or at least he has did a breakthrough for a lot of celebrities that are top bill actors and actresses. So yeah.
A lot of actors and actresses who are minorities.
Amen.
Sofia Vergara, I believe it was like one of her first films was a Tyler Perry film.
Yeah, it was Meet the Browns.
Yeah, like y'all just don't know. Shout out to him.
Right. Taraji P. Henson has said several times he is one of the few directors who, when she was kind of just getting started in movies, who was willing to pay her money. I still don't understand how Acrimony ended, but Taraji says Tyler Perry had kept her paid, so that is not for me to argue. Idris Elba
helped give Gabrielle Union some films when she had a little slump.
Right, like, the list goes on and on. Like, it's just,
Sandy, you gotta get
yes. You gotta get respect where respect is due. Like, you just have to.
Lastly, I just want to say rest in peace to Diane Carroll.
The champagne is burned.
Die!
I often think which monumental role is the one that really, like, killed it for me. And every time, it is a solid tie between Dominique Devereaux and Marion Gilbert. I honestly...
My mom always tells me that she used to watch Dynasty when she was pregnant with me.
Oh, girl. That
so I've always much. Felt a connection.
That explains so much about you.
Yes, it does.
It explains so much.
So I've always felt a connection to Diane through that and through A Different World.
That was my connection to her.
Oh, gosh. What is the name of the film with Journey Smollett? I can't think of it right now. Eve's Bayou.
Yeah.
She scared the fuck out of me in that movie.
Ooh, child. Diane Carroll, Ruby Dee. I just remember growing up and, like, watching them in movies. I always think about how black my childhood was. Like, my parents... People always talk about how the school is supposed to do X, Y, Z. No, it is your parents' job to make sure that you are a well-rounded and well-cultivated person and, you know, at addition to society. I just remember being surrounded by so much black shit as a kid. Like you were talking about Nikki Giovanni and Toni Morrison and Maya Angelou earlier. Like, that was my childhood, but also... Diane Carroll, and like you said, my mom was obsessed with Dynasty and Dallas. Child, obsession. Like, who? My mom.
Don't get me started on Who Shot JR.
Still talks about Who Shot JR. But I love. And then I remember watching A Different World, like the best episode of television, the wedding episode. I remember Raetitia's sister had that recorded. She was like 5 years old, still watching A Different World, and Marion's like, "That's my baby, Dad." Just like, rest in peace, Miss Carroll. The legs are the last to go. Like, ma'am, you are an icon, point blank and the period. My God,
point blank and the period.
The champagne is burned.
It's obviously been frozen in the bottle.
If the champagne is too burned, don't drink it. I suppose you'll have the caviar. Ma'am said, I wouldn't know. That's Petrosian. Like, that's Ocitropo. And I like
Petrosian. I prefer Petrosian Beluga.
Oh, my. I'm going to fall out now, y'all. While I am slain in the spirit, we'll be right back after
this. We'll be right back.
We are back, everyone.
The champagne is still burnt.
it's TV time.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
Come on, y'all. It's TV time. TV time. TV time.
10 points if you know what movie that's from.
I actually don't. I don't, so I already lost.
It's from Troop Beverly Hills.
Oh, my gosh.
One of my favorites.
Beverly Hills, what a thrill. Okay.
Beverly Hills, what a thrill. So, let's start with this Basketball Wives' lay foolishness. Oochie lay.
Talking about the champagne being burnt.
Child, I'm gonna be honest with you. I remember, I want to say, like, last season when OG came on the show, and OG and CeCe and all them and Kristen, I was like, all right, this is where I leave you. I can't do this. So I have been watching Basketball Wives, as Kiki always says. If there's a clip on Instagram and I happen to be scrolling and I'm like, oh, okay, and then I keep scrolling. I was not aware that there was, like, this huge drama between OG and Evelyn. But I know Evelyn got a wet motherfucking pussy.
Oh, my God.
Girl, what is this?
I was going to say, how else do you beat the dust off of something? You have to beat it. I don't watch Basketball Wives because I've always felt throughout its entire run, with the exception of Tammy's first season, nothing ever happens on this fucking show. Nothing. This show is boring as fuck, but it will give you moments. I didn't watch last season when CeCe and OG and all of them came on because I was like, all right, I don't know half these people. I didn't watch this season because from the clips I did see, I just saw some shady stuff going on with the presentation of OG that I just felt like they were picking on a dark-skinned woman. A woman, sorry. And I was like, I'm not watching this shit. Evelyn Lozano, you're trash. Shawnee, you're trash. Malaysia, you're cute, but you're still trash. Jackie, you actually don't bother me anymore. The bony girl who's always crying but never fighting Kristen, you're trash.
Oh, God.
Ocho Cinco, you're trash, but I do appreciate the receipts that OG brought up.
Hey, babe. Hey, babe.
Evelyn went out of her way to disprove the theory that Ocho Cinco wanted OG. And even went to a motherfucking Kinko's and printed out text messages and was going to blow her life out. But then OG came with those receipts from January of 2011.
Oh, my God.
With Ocho Cinco saying, yeah, I'm with somebody, but it's not serious, while he was, like, fully engaged.
Fully engaged.
Whew. Like, I just, again, y'all, niggas ain't shit. But you know what, OG, you get my gold star.
Ooh, child.
Hey babe,
chatty. I'm in a weird spot because I feel like 80, if not like almost 99.9% of the general population is like, OG, and I'm just like, everyone's terrible. Like, I don't know what else to tell y'all. Everyone is terrible. OG is, like, for me, like I said, it's because I think a little bit of last season I watched, I don't do well with people who, what's the word? People who feel the need to, like, establish themselves in the room. Like, you have someone who felt like they just had to go out of their way to let you know, like, hey, I'm this. And you can't walk all over me. You can't do this to me. It's just like, whoa. I was just asking.
Who hurt you?
I was just asking if you could pass the hot sauce. Like, yo. And it's just like, I feel like everyone on that show last season was trying to be like this thing. And I'm just like, ugh. And also, how can I explain it? The way that she was dressing last season and the hair she chose and the makeup she chose, it did not do her any favors.
Yes, it was all a chop.
Everything was very cheap. Cheap. But yeah, I just like, everyone is just very terrible. Like, everyone. There are
no winners.
No one on that cast who I would be like, oh, just chop all these other people and keep this person. Everyone, including Shawnee, has to go. Everyone.
I just wish they would just scrap this whole, it's not even a franchise because it's just the one show.
And they keep renewing it. Like, what the hell?
I think someone needs to step in and just, because not just basketball-wise, all of VH1's lineup is just very dry and it lacks entertainment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even watch any of the Love and Hip Hop at, oh, I was about to say Atlanta's, any of the Love and Hip Hop franchises. Like, they're all so produced now that nobody really checks in. The Black Ink franchises are really dry. The only thing I moderately check for is the Cartel Crew because that's the newest.
Oh, yeah, that just came out. And it's coming back tomorrow, actually.
I'll be there for clips of that because they got the real life tease. But VH1 as a whole, the whole channel needs serious overhaul.
Yeah, VH1 has fallen off. Also, fuck Erica Mena. It's one thing to be private and say, I don't want to talk about my pregnancy or my ruined pregnancy. To flat out lie and to go out of your way to fabricate videos of you drinking alcohol so people will stop asking you about it. That I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand it.
And if that means they're getting a special, I'm not fucking here for it. Like,
I just
literally 3 months ago you were walking on broken glass because your nigga was, you know, having his dick out in DMs, but whatever.
Literally, fuck you, sis, and fuck Safari with that shaded in beard. Like, fuck all y'all. I cannot.
Leave us alone.
pay your restaurant tab.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's right.
$13. Stop skipping out on your restaurant tabs and places in Atlanta for brunch.
Oops.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Even though I saw it with my own two eyes. Anyways, but yeah. VH1 has just, you know, and now that I think about it, reality TV as a whole has kind of, like, taken a dip.
It's a dying medium.
Like, it for the time frame that it came in, it was, you know, it was cool for what it was, but, like, it's taken a serious nosedive over the past, like, 3 years.
I can't explain it. I guess that's, we're just not interested in that type of shit anymore.
That too.
And because everything is so, we can find out real life facts and not fake news.
Yeah.
We can dispel the fantasy that these shows create. So it's just, it's not appealing anymore.
The internet.
It's like, I'd rather watch Dynasty at this point. Like, all of you are musical artists on Love and Hip Hop, but y'all have no albums coming out. No singles. You don't have real businesses or LLCs attached to your brand or your name. Like, it's just like, for what? The last great thing that Mona Scott gave us was Cardi B. So
that was literally the end of it.
That was it. We don't want to see this shit anymore.
Oh, I burst no album out.
Oh, wow.
I digress. Speaking of reality television, Real Housewives of Atlanta is back on November 3rd, and the trailer, honey.
I feel like that show is about to be on for another year.
I know. Like, oh my God, here we go.
First of all, the photo shoot.
Damn, here we go again.
The photo shoot, all of you looked beautiful. Even you, Nene.
Great gowns, beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns. Candy looked amazing. Portia, that is the most beautiful I've ever seen Portia look. Kenya was giving me bundles.
Girl.
Eva was smizing. Her posture was amazing. Cynthia just being Cynthia, being gorgeous as fuck. Like, I'm glad Bravo is finally giving y'all the attention and the coin that y'all deserve.
Right. And of course, they always want to blame it on the production company. So,
right.
I'm hoping that Truly Original is doing what they're supposed to be doing and giving the Housewives of Atlanta their just desserts, because honestly, Truly, they're one of the highest grossing franchises of that channel. So the fact that they get paid dust is, you know, it's laughable at this point. Like, how
sweet. It is. It is. But I'm looking forward to it. What did you think of the trailer?
It's interesting. Number one, it started off like, I was like, whoa, what the fuck is happening? I was like, is this Pillow Talk Part 2? Like, there was just fighting, and I heard, stop it! And I was just like, whoa, sis. But as a person, I've told y'all who follows the Real Housewives of Atlanta, the PR page on Instagram, I had been hearing for months that, like, shit had apparently hit the fan this season. And, you know, it starts off where there's a lot of shit going on, and apparently they took a trip to Toronto and shit just hit the fan from there. And I was just like, oh, so this is what they were talking about. Filming is about to be over in the next 2 weeks, from what I understand. And it's so strange because, like, now that how could I explain it? Living in this city now, it's weird because I go to certain places and I'm like, oh my god, that's where they went for so-and-so. And I'm just like, damn, this is interesting. Like, at any given moment, you could go somewhere for dinner or for, like, lunch or, like, drinks, and there could be a sign saying, hey, bitch, if you looking raggedy and you don't want to be on TV, you might want to go eat somewhere else. We film all night. So, you know, it's interesting. What did you think about the trailer?
I like the trailer. The fight at the beginning caught my attention because to see Portia and Kenya on the same side against somebody is always interesting to me. I'm really interested to see how how they're going to document her and the Hot Dog King. Because it looks like she's putting it all out there, and that's all I've ever wanted from Portia was honesty.
Right.
Nene and Greg, I just get a divorce already. Sick of y'all shit.
Honk the horn on their ass.
I'm sick of y'all. Candy is, I know she's having another baby via surrogate.
That's awkward.
That's a choice. I don't think Cynthia has much going on other than an engagement and maybe a fake storyline, but I know y'all hate when people say that Kenya is entertaining, but she is entertaining. So.
She is. She came back swinging like, I have no other choice but to give Madam her just dessert. She came back swinging.
She came back at the end of the season and caused so much drama. So I'm just interested to see Kenya and her. Like, Kenya is good for reality TV because she brings the messiness.
She literally tanked everything in one episode. And
right.
I was like, she wasn't even on camera for like.
She wasn't even on camera and people were upset, baby. So I'm excited to see that. I just hope the season isn't stale. Like, the last two seasons, I'll admit, I've barely been tuned into Real Housewives of Atlanta because there was literally nothing happening each episode. And I don't know if that was editing. I know it was because Nene refusing to film with certain people. But I just hope it lives up to the hype. Because you said, it brings in the most viewers. It brings in the most money. Like, y'all at least deserve to give us a great season. The end.
Ciao.
And I don't want Phaedra back. Y'all keep saying that. What the fuck is Phaedra gonna bring to this? I don't care.
Like,
why do y'all want Phaedra back?
There's no, what's the word? Literally, and I'm saying this as a person who enjoys, like, Phaedra's acerbic wit. That is one episode. That is one episode of just funny stuff. And after that, it's just like, because no offense, Apollo does not deserve any platform to do his waffle color shenanigans. That man is fucking insane. And I'm sorry, I want no parts of that on my TV. I don't want him or his camera thirsty ass and fiance on my TV screen. So it's just like, if we bring her back, there's nothing else. That woman has said several times she's living her life. She is enjoying being unattached. Aiden and Dylan are still so adorable.
Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President. Like, let them babies live. They do not need this foolishness. Like I said, in theory, it sounds funny because they're like, oh, funny comebacks and smartness and Southern shade and all the shit that I live for. Literally one episode is all that would be entertaining. And then you realize, oh crap, there are several people who also contribute to this show who are like, if she comes back, I want no parts. Is it really worth all that? It isn't.
And then Phaedra never really had a storyline that did not concern her lying. So, like Cynthia said, Apollo's gone and so is your storyline. Apollo was your storyline. Like, what else is going on in her life that we would really be interested in? That she can present to us on a truthful format. Absolutely nothing. So, yeah, I'll be there for the premiere episode, but, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we shall see. Real Housewives New Jersey is also back. I enjoy Real Housewives of New Jersey. I think I'm one of the few people who does, but I love Real
Housewives. Those bitches be brawling.
prostitution on block. Like, oh my God. Apparently Joe is getting deported. Like, so much is happening. Melissa was finna show her ass, and I said, ma'am, do it. Also, Garcelle Beauvais has started filming for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That should be very interesting. I'm enthused to see how that's going to turn out. Just because, I hate to say it, I expect that the microaggressions will be on 20.
I can't predict anything with them because, girl, they're boring, they're dry, but I'm excited to see a black person on there.
I just see a bunch of, oh, I didn't think you would know what XYZ is. Oh, why wouldn't you think that? Oh, well, you know, because you live in Southern California. Like, I just see it, like, being some bullshit. But apparently, it's supposed to be good. One thing I will say is I always find it hilarious how, like, on the first season of these cast members on these reality shows, the person who brought them on, they're like, oh, we've been friends for years. And then by episode 6, their friendship is just gone. Like,
they're beefing, seriously. They're like, fuck that bitch.
If you want to get rid of a friendship, go on reality TV, y'all. Apparently, that is how you do it.
That is how you get rid of them.
I digress to impress. Also, there is a story circulating about Michael Darby's wife. Not wife, his mistress is getting ready to come forward.
It's a woman?
Yes, I know. I was surprised as well.
Wow.
This is a woman.
I mean, not shocking, but whatever.
So,
it sounds like a plant.
I was just like, well, all right, then. I saw that and I was like, ooh. For anybody who wants to see it, it's on Gossip of the City, as is all the other crazy shit. Grand Hotel got canceled. I'm very sad.
Still haven't watched it yet. I'll probably watch that in the next coming weeks.
All I'm gonna say is, I think it's very cool that Eva Longoria does this thing where she takes, telenovelas and she does U.S. versions of them. I just wish that the U.S. versions got the same treatment as the Spanish versions, because Queen of the South, the Spanish version of that one is Lorena Del Sur. That's on USA, which that one has been going, they're on their fourth season.
I was about to say 4 years now.
Yeah, but then you have Devious Maids, which was really good. That got dropped out of nowhere. There was another show that she had on ABC that it only got 6 episodes, and then the Grand Hotel, it got a full season, but now after a bombshell season finale like the one it had, we'll officially never know how it ended. It's just like, wow, you did all that to us, and now we'll never know what happened? Rude!
Also, Claus is ending with its final season. Mm-hmm. Here for it. And Dear White People is ending.
Yeah, you can only murder so many people.
That's what I said on Twitter, girl, before you get got.
That's a fact, Jack.
Dear White People is ending as well.
It is. They done been in school for 4 years, so it only makes sense.
Yeah, I'm ready to see them do other stuff outside of just that show. I still haven't watched the last season yet.
Same. Last season, it took several episodes before it got good, but I digress.
Oh, man, don't say that.
Which is awkward because the second season, that shit came out the gate swinging. So it was just like, you can never get consistency these days.
Especially on Netflix.
Uchi Lay. I watched Tall Girl on Netflix, and I was conflicted the entire time.
I have no comment on that.
I was just very conflicted because everyone knows I enjoy a good rom-com. But at the same time, I found it very hard to take seriously that people would go out of... And this is not to be dismissive of it, but it's just like, do we really need a full movie about how hard it is being tall?
The answer is no.
And also, do we need another movie where once again the black friend was shitted on? Like Kiki said, the answer is no. We didn't need that. We didn't need that. I've also found that I'm officially at an age where when I watch TV shows and movies and there's like a teenager and a parent, I found myself siding with the parent. What the fuck? Like, I was watching that movie and I was like, oh my gosh, this is a little ungrateful little heifer. Her parents going out of their way to make sure that she is comfortable and she has X, Y, Z, you know, role models. And this is how she treats them? But I digress.
The ghetto.
None of the time.
How to get Away with Murder is back.
Yes. Are you watching it?
I am watching it. I did miss last week's episode, but I did watch the premiere. Viola. Y'all, we are just so blessed to have Viola Davis on our TV screens every week. This is the last season, so if y'all don't even have to watch the other seasons, just jump in and I think you guys will be very entertained.
Yeah,
it's an acting class every week.
I'm gonna wait until this season is over and then I'm gonna watch, because I only watched the first season, and then I was during that time, that was when Scandal was really like getting into some shit, so I would, and then also Grey's Anatomy was really putting me through it, so I was watching Grey's Anatomy at 8 o'clock, Scandal at 9, and by the time 10 o'clock came around, I did not have anything left in my emotional undercarriage, so I had to stop watching How to Get Away with Murder. But I said that once the series ends, I'm going to just binge it on Netflix, and I'm going to be traumatized.
Also, there's a show on NBC with Jimmy Smits called Love City Law that looks really, really good.
I was going to talk about that in my own fall TV recommendations.
Yes. Watch that show.
Yes. I've seen the first two episodes. Amazing. It's just really good. I'm a big fan of lawyer shows, and I love medical dramas, so Bluff City Law is amazing. In addition to Bluff City Law, All Rise on CBS is really good. First of all, they got black people working at CBS because Simone McKissick's weave, her wigs,
yes,
beautiful.
After that guy, Les Moonves, CBS put forth a diversity initiative.
Oh, wow.
With their network. So that's why you have so many new shows with actual minorities on them.
I did not know that.
Yes. Yes. Especially after all the drama with Big Brother and that racist ass show. Put forth a diversity initiative going forward with developing new shows. So I don't give them much, but thumbs up to them.
Good for them.
That's why we got the Bob Harts, Abby Shola, and all that other stuff.
Yes. All Rise is very good. Bob loves Abby Shola. I feel bad because I hear Kiki's voice every time I watch it, but it's funny to me. But I grew up in the Everybody Loves Raymond era, so like that dry, weird humor, I enjoy that. Apparently the Gina woman plays like a Nigerian auntie on the show, and I'm just like, God damn it.
This shit is wild. There's also a show on ABC called Emergence with the lady who played Mary Pat.
Yeah. I can't Good Girls. Watch it because I want to fight that woman every time I see her. I haven't been able to watch it.
She is very likable on this show. She and Donald Faison are like exes, yeah. And they got a cute little mixed girl baby, and the show is actually good. So I'm gonna be mad if ABC cancels this shit because I've gotten invested.
Okay, so I'm gonna watch that because I was saying I didn't want to watch it because I didn't want to have to punch my TV every time that bitch came on.
No, she's very likable on this.
Donald Faison, who is one of my favorite people in the entire world, one of my favorite actors, I said, you know what? I'm gonna do some snooping, but and now I've heard you say it's good. Okay. Tuesday marks a historic day. I'm just so happy about this. The girlfriend's reunion on Blackish is happening on Tuesday. My heart is, I cannot describe how happy I felt when I watched the teaser and she was like, I think I have a few girlfriends I'm gonna invite. First of all, Tony Charles, Jill Jones, do you not fucking age, woman?
No, she never ages.
Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Still beautiful.
They're all still gorgeous. Like, don't get me wrong. Golden's still beautiful. Persia's still beautiful. And, of course, Tracee Ellis Ross is still fine. But Jill Marie, she literally still looks the same.
Black don't crack.
Whew, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Like,
I just pray this leads to something more with girlfriends. I'll even take a 30-minute finale. Y'all can film on the back lot at ABC Studios. Just give me something. We can't come this far and not get a resolution.
I feel like if I get my hopes up, my heart's just gonna be broken. So I'm just gonna pretend like, you know, it never happened.
I need resolution with Tony and Joan.
Honey.
If we're talking about relationships on the show, that's the only relationship that mattered to me.
Thank you very much. No one cared about Ellis and them childbirth and hips. Anywho, I have given Mixed-ish 2 episodes and I've come to the conclusion that I'm going to continue watching it solely based off the strength of the little girl who plays Santa Monica.
Is she the youngest girl?
Yes. She's a talent.
She's funny as fuck.
A talent. Immediately, she gives me Marseille Martin vibes. Like, I get the vibe from her that just like Diane is the reason why people watch Blackish, Santa Monica is going to be the reason why people watch Mixed-ish. Because seriously, that little girl is hilarious. I don't care nothing about the little boy who played Johan, a little girl who played Bo. The little girl who played Santa Monica is beyond brilliant. I mean, just so precocious. I can't handle it. She's wonderful. But yeah, Mixed-ish is... I can't get past the casting, but Tisha Sumter is a lovely woman. And also, you know, Mark Paul Gosselaar stays with the check.
Okay. Since the 90s.
Stays with a check. And even though Zach Morris is trash. Mark Paul will always be there. That's all I got. This Is Us is back too. I haven't cried yet.
Does that mean it's good or it's bad?
No, it's still good. It's just I haven't cried yet. Well, mainly because, so the first episode, they're like about to add another time jump. So they're adding in new people. So you meet these 3 people at the beginning of the episode. And you have to sit through the whole 45 minutes before you find out how each person is relevant. One person is from the future, and the other 2 are supposed to be present day characters on the show. So that was interesting to finally see it play out. And in the second episode, it just made me realize I'm not ready for parenthood, because I think I will be the parent who, like, when my kids get to that horrible teenage age and they don't want to hang out with me, I'll be heartbroken. I'll be like, damn, I done clothed and fed your ass all these years, and now you just, like, just give me money and go away? That's sad.
Accurate.
So, also, if y'all watch Kev on stage on Instagram, go watch his latest video about his oldest son getting his mustache. Poor Kev. I feel so sorry. But yeah, This Is Us is back. There's another show on NBC that I was watching. No, it's not NBC. It's Fox. So The Resident is back on Fox. Morris Chestnut is on this season.
Ooh.
Do with that Ricky! What you will. Do with Sorry. That what you will. Jemima watched The Best Man a few nights ago, and I got triggered all over again, so I'm not really a fan of Morris Chestnut right now. But yeah.
Wait, was this part one or part two?
Part one.
Oh. He didn't do anything wrong in part one.
I have a very different opinion of Lance. No.
Tay Diggs, we can have a discussion about that.
I have a very different outlook of The Best Man part one than other people, and I know it's problematic. But yeah, so right now I'm still mad at Morris Chestnut. But yeah, he plays like a rich and famous brain surgeon, I believe. And I think the reason why I like The Resident so much is because all the black people are powerful as hell on there. Like, all the black doctors. Malcolm Jamal Warner plays this badass cardiothoracic surgeon. You got Morris Chestnut playing this neurosurgeon. Lynn Whitfield guest stars as this amazing OBGYN. So, you know, like, everyone is a boss-ass bitch on The Resident. So, season three is heating up already. And then I watched the season premiere of Almost Famous. I'm just here to say, give Brittany Snow her things. That woman has been acting since I was a child.
What is Almost Famous?
No, not Almost Famous. Almost Family. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
So, Almost Family, the premise is this man, he is a fertility specialist. And in the present day, he is, like, being awarded for all of this, like, major work he has done with fertility. But it gets revealed that when his practice was first starting, because they were having a hard time getting donors, he used his sperm to get several dozens of women pregnant. And now it has been revealed that there's like 30, almost 40-something children who are possibly his.
But, and this is on Fox?
Yes. It comes on Wednesdays. But the series revolves around a specific three of his kids. The first one is played by Brittany Snow. She's his only child, or at least she thought she was. The second child is played by Emily Osment. She's like a retired gymnast who her parents were her own managers, but now they just kind of like pimp her out. So she was looking for a new family. And then you have, what was the name of the movie on Netflix with the steppers? I can't remember the name. But Megalyn Asuka?
Stepsisters?
Yes, Stepsisters. The
girl who dates Chris Rock?
Yeah. I didn't want to call her that because I didn't want to reduce her to Chris Rock's girlfriend, but I do not know how to pronounce her last name. I just know her name is Megalyn O. She plays the other sister. And her husband on the show, who was played by Mo McRae's fine ass, he is Brittany Snow's ex-boyfriend from college. But then you find out something about her at the end of the first episode that makes the rest of the season severely complicated. So I think it's going to be a good show.
Cool.
Yep. Any other TV news, or are we all done?
We are all done.
Okay. Are we ready for On That Note?
We are ready.
So, My on that note is a thank you to friends and family I saw last week. Everyone needs a recharge in life, and I was in like a desperate need of a recharge. I've said this several times, and people laugh at me when I say it. I'm very homesick. And it's not the idea of being back in South Carolina, but it's more so the fact that it was convenient. In Columbia, I was an hour, at best 2 hours away from everything. If I wanted to go see my parents, that was an hour and 10-minute drive. If Lamp and I wanted to go see my in-laws, that's an hour and 30 minutes. If I want to go see Kiki, that's 2 hours. If I want to go see my best friend in Spartanburg, that's 2 hours. If I want to go see my sister in Charlotte, that's an hour and a half. Like, everything was right there. And now, being here, almost 6 hours away from everything, it's a lot. And I had just been really kind of struggling to adjust, but I got to go home last weekend. I saw my sisters. I saw my aunts. I saw my family, my little cousins. I got to see my parents. And for it might not sound like a big deal, but being an only child, but also I'm getting to an age where I notice that as I'm getting older, that means my parents are getting older. I find myself worrying about my parents way more than I did when I was like an undergrad. So seeing them is important to me. But then also my dad pulling me to the side and saying, I'm very proud of you. I don't know what it was, but that did something to me. It's almost like it flipped the switch. Like, not even the I need to go harder switch, but like, wow, take a step back and acknowledge that you have been working extremely hard for the past 4 years, and the fruits of your labor are starting to pay off. Like, and your parents, who, as much as they tell you not to do things for them, are proud of you. That was big for me. And then, of course, I got to see Kiki while I was home. But, so, you know, just a recharge from seeing my village. That was what I needed. Also, I had some really good nachos at Juanita Greenberg. Holy shit. Right before it turned into the Source Awards, it was a really good night. So, yeah.
It was great seeing you as well.
Like I tell y'all, just recharge every now and then. Whatever it is you need to do, whoever it is you need to see, take time to just chill out and recharge. And, you know, just go love up on your people. Point blank, the end. That's all.
Lovely. My on that note isn't dedicated to anybody specifically. Just to everybody. I've been not really watching this Amber Geiger trial.
Ooh, child.
So when she was convicted of killing, how do you pronounce his first name? Botham. Botham Jean in his home and only sentenced to 10 years. There are a lot of emotions going around on Twitter. And then one issue that stuck out to me was that his brother got off the stand and hugged her.
Oh, yeah.
His father stated that he wanted to be friends with her in the future.
Ooh.
The judge hugged her as well. Now, I will admit, all of that is very out of the ordinary. People are entitled to their opinions about that. But one thing that really bothered me was that people were mad about the idea of forgiveness. And like, what's wrong with them? Why do Black people have to be so quick to forgive? And I just want to say, there's so much I could go on and say about this, and we'd be here for another 30 minutes. But I just want to speak from my perspective and from my mouth and my mind that I think it's very weird that y'all would hop on social media and try to police how people grieve, how they choose to heal, and how they choose to forgive without being in that same perspective of A, of the victim, B, of the family. If that's what they choose to do, that's what they choose to do. Subscribing to this notion that we should hate everybody and that forgiveness is never an option is kind of weird to me.
And the reason it stuck out to me was because right after the Emmanuel shooting, when some of the families of the victims say, you know what, we forgive Dylan Roof, a lot of people were angry. And angry was the first emotion that a lot of people had when it came to this case. And I think it stemmed from her only getting 10 years. The fact that he was in his own home unarmed. That is all very understandable. But Twitter went on for 3 full business days. I counted. I saw the same retweets over and over about how Black people subscribe to this narrative of forgiving our oppressors. I don't necessarily think it's that. I just really think y'all don't know what kind of mental capacity that this family has. You don't know what kind of faith they practice. Yes, again, I will say it's very peculiar that they hopped up and did all of that. But I just think sometimes it's best to just not have an opinion on things and just not subscribe to this idea that we should hate everybody. So I'm not speaking on the Amber Lady, you know, fuck her for life. I'm not going to speak on the family. I just think that you never know what somebody's going through. And I think you guys should think about that before you tweet. And you all don't speak for every Black person on the planet. Y'all don't speak for me. You don't speak for that family. You don't speak for the family of the Emmanuel Nine. And, you know, not everything needs to be tweeted. And we don't have to hear your opinion on everything. That's all I have to say.
Bushy-lay.
I think sometimes people, instead of and I've noticed this a lot on Twitter, a lot of people hit their retweet button because they don't have the balls to form their own opinion and say what they really want to say for fear of getting dragged or for fear of a differing opinion. So I have decided to turn certain retweets off from certain people I follow because it is triggering. It is emotionally draining. And none of y'all, like I said, have your own opinions. You would rather give ease to hitting the retweet button as opposed to really saying how you really feel about certain situations. And in that case, some of those retweets that y'all hit is not how y'all really feel. Until you are in that situation where your loved one is gunned down in their own home and you are faced with a trial or media coverage like that, you do not know what that person is going through. So that's that on that. Send your opinions and your emails to my comments to me at K-Dior on Instagram and on Twitter. And that's all I have to say.
Bushy lay.
Yeah. Do you have opinions on that, Ashley?
Yeah. So it's like, I'm in a weird space where I can see both, but I also feel, like we were talking about earlier, there are some things where I see it, I'm just like, ooh. But like, and I said on one hand, I can see where I've always told people, you have no idea how God moves or whatever spiritual entity you believe in. There is no way to explain how supernatural faith like takes precedent. There are certain things that have happened where I cannot put into words how I got to a certain mindset. And that mindset might sound absolutely batshit crazy if another person were to hear it. But that is how my faith in God has affected me. So it's like, I don't think that we're in a place where we can tell people, how can you do XYZ? You don't know how God is operating in them people's life. And as his sister said, he personally felt like that is what he needed for him to get some form of peace. I find it a little weird that his dad's like, I hope we can be friends. I'm just like, ooh, okay. And then Judge Tammy and the whole Bible and the gifting thing, I'm confusing, but I also recognize I'm not in that situation. So it's like, I can't really say what's going through other people's mind. But then on the other hand, I've seen like a lot of shit happen and I know how emotional trauma works. So it's like this warped idea that I have to experience trauma and it's almost expected that we're like, ooh, okay. And matter of fact, it's the idea of if the roles were reversed, would we get that same empathy and kindness
from our oppressors. I also get that part too. So it's weird because I don't really like, everything is situational. So it's like you said, we're not in that family's position. So we don't know what we would do. And I think that's the biggest thing. You can say all of the, if this was me, I would do X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes down to it, we really don't know how things would go down in a certain situation unless we were there. But in the same token, it's weird to me that, like, there was this guy I saw who was talking about, well, you know, I just really want for people to understand that, you know, forgiveness just makes your life so much easier and blah, blah, blah. And it was awkward seeing this guy say this when it's like a known fact that he and his best friend of like years fell out over a spades game. So it was like, okay, are we all really having the same conversation? It's like really weird. But, you know, I definitely feel like that is it's a peculiar situation. Like, I feel like we have to be honest, like, this is interesting. But also, like I said, I don't know what has happened in Brant's mind where he was like, you know what, I need to publicly make it clear that I don't hold anything. I also saw a conspiracy theory that because the family is Haitian, he was putting roots on her, and that was why the hug happened. Y'all are wild. It's wild. Y'all really think that's what happened? Like, y'all really think that man put roots on her? Are y'all serious? Also, rest in peace to Joshua Brown. That's fucked up.
I'm tired.
Fucked up. It's just, like I said, emotional trauma. Take a break, y'all. Unplug. Like Kiki said, do that contraption where you can, you know, you say you can control who, if a person retweets.
I can turn off whoever I'm following. I can choose to turn off their retweet. So whatever retweets they retweet, I cannot see them in my timeline.
Oh, wow. That is nifty. Yeah.
You can also mute threads in your timeline. If you hold on to the hashtag, you can mute that thread permanently.
Yeah, you can mute that. Do whatever social media technology you need to do. But yeah, just like unplug and take a step back because we're going to hell in a handbasket. Q's too short. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Since this is multiple whistleblower day. Also, if you expect me to believe that Too Short made it to 53 years of age as a rapper and he
with
had
one child,
I have a beachfront property in
Idaho. Those are the same people that think that Jay-Z only has 3 children.
If y'all want to find me on Instagram or Twitter, you can find me at AsKayLamparie. Y'all can follow us on OTR Pod on Instagram. Yeah. What you lay? I need a drink after all.
Well, then. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you for listening to my Wednesday Wellness Soul Session.
I enjoyed it so thoroughly. My office hurt as well.
Thank you. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to everybody. Everybody, just take it easy. Stop being so angry all the time.
Take it easy.
Go get some fresh air. Relax.
Take it easy.
It's spooky season.
Hey, cue the Goosebumps theme song. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh my gosh, I have to bring back that video of the black girl with the Goosebumps theme song. And she's twerking. Yes. Season is here, bitches.
Hey, spooky season. Ew.
Ew. We will talk to you guys later. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye.